Mabel by Lori Nichols. Mabel loved her name. Beep. When she was still a whisper, her parents planted a tiny tree in her honor. And even though Flavia, Millie, Jane, Lena, Lily, and Constance were all good names, Mabel was the perfect fit. Beep. And as Mabel grew, so did her tree. Beep. Sometimes when Mabel was noisy, which was a lot, her parents sent her outside to play. Her tree didn't mind if she was loud. Mabel would sing to her tree and sway for her tree, and sometimes even pretend to be a tree. Beep. On some days, when the wind was just right, Mabel would simply lie under her tree and its leaves would dance just for her. Beep. Then one day, Mabel noticed her tree was bare. Mabel was worried her tree might get cold. So Mabel took off her jacket and gave it to the tree to stay warm. Beep. Sometimes Mabel wished she had someone else to play with. The tree wasn't very good at throwing snowballs. She wondered if the tree felt the same way. Beep. So Mabel introduced her tree to a friend. That friendship didn't last. But Mabel and her tree still had each other. Beep. Through winter and spring. Beep. Then one day, something surprising happened. Beep. Then something really surprising happened. Beep. Mabel became a big sister. Mabel tried to be a good big sister. Beep. If the baby was cold, Mabel gave the baby her hat and gloves. If the baby was lonely, Mabel would share her special friends. But Mabel couldn't always make the baby happy. Beep. And when the baby was noisy, which was a lot, Mabel would take her outside to play, and something magical happened. Beep. Mabel's tree danced for them both. Beep. And there was just enough room under the tree for Mabel and her little sister, Willow.